Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Friend Family Shir, hosted by Congregation Shari Tfilah. As always, we are learning the Zecher Le'Ilui Nishmasa Meir Ufron, Chaim Yitzchak Alaha HaShalom, and Hashem should continue to merit a Zechira Letova and an Aliyah Letova, and the Zechus of these Divrei Torah that we will share. We continue to thank the Frun family very much for their unwavering commitment to the Divrei Torah, the Zecher Nishmas, their mother, Alaha HaShalom. So given that we are in the days between Yom Kippurim and Chag HaSukkos, I prepared a special shir, an all-new shir, all-new, on Chag HaSukkos, specifically Chag HaAsif. So I have a handout for you, and what we are going to do is start in the sources. So Sukkos is known as Chag HaSukkos, which literally translates, I guess, as the Festival of Sukkos, the Festival of Booths. It is known as Zman Simchaseinu. It is the only Yom Tov that we refer to as Zman Simchaseinu. Pesach is Zman Chiruseinu, the time of our freedom. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torahseinu, the time of the giving of the Torah. And Sukkos is known as Zman Simchaseinu, the time of our rejoicing. So that means there is obviously a very special inyan about Simcha related to this Chag. And it is also known, Chag HaSukkos, Zman Simchaseinu, and Chag HaAsif. And that is what we are going to be exploring today, understanding of why Sukkos is known. I'm going to show you three places in the Chumash where it is referred to or connected to this idea of gathering in Chag HaAsif. So we're going to start right on the handout that I made for you. I just have to find it. Okay, right here. Could you see Vayikra 23? Yes, someone tell me. Yeah, you could. Okay, fine. Very good. So we are in Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Emor. And in Parshas Emor of Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Tes Zayin, the Torah goes through the calendar year. What am I saying? That's in Re'eh in Devarim, it's Perek Tes Zayin. It's Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel. And Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, like it says on the sheet, which is the proper thing. And Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, the Torah goes through, it is Parshas Emor, the Torah goes through the different Chagim, the festivals, the Jewish holidays. Okay, so the Pasuk tells us in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Pasuk Lamates, there's a lot to talk about for the purposes of these Pesukim, but what we're speaking about the fact is that we see this idea of gathering in connected to Sukkos. Ach b'chamisha asar yom mechodesh ha-shvi'i, ba'as b'cham es tivuas ha'oretz, tachogu es chag Hashem shivas yamim. Ah, so first of all, the Torah gives us the date of Sukkos. It is the 15th of the 7th month, which we call Tishrei, on the 15th of Tishrei, when you gather in the produce of the earth, Techogu es Chag Hashem Shivas Yamim. You shall celebrate a festival to God for 7 days. Bayom HaRishon Shabbason, the first day is Kodesh, holy, cessation. Bayom HaShmini Shabbason, and the 8th day is also Kodesh, Shmini Atzeres. V'lakachtem lecham bayom HaRishon. And you should, so in this pasuk, we have the date of the Chag, and we have the idea that we have the first day is Kodesh, and the final day is the Shmini Atzeres. So v'lakachtem lecham bayom HaRishon, priyetz hadar. You should take for yourself on the first day the Esrog, kapus, Marim, the Lulav, Anaf, Eitz Avos, the Hadassim, Arve Nechal Aravos, Usmachtim of Neshem El Kechem Shivas Yamim, and you should rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days, and you should celebrate a festival to God for 7 days, every day, every time in the year, Chukos Olam, an eternal statue for generations. In the 7th month, you should have this Chag, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim. So everything related to Sukkos is included here, including the date, the first day, Shmini Atzeres, the Arba Minim are here, the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is here. The fact that it is an eternal celebration for generations. Now we learn about dwelling in the Sukkah. In Sukkos you shall dwell for 7 days. Now we're also going to be talking about why the Torah uses this unusual term, something we do not see regarding other mitzvahs. Every native in Israel shall dwell. Yeah, every native. That's what Artsko translates it. Every native in Israel shall dwell in booths. Okay, why? Why do we dwell in Sukkos? This is right at the end of Perek of Gimel in Sefer Vayikra. So we have many elements of Sukkos outlined in these Pesukim for us, so that your generations will know that in Sukkos I caused the children of Israel to dwell. Was it the Ananei Kovod, or was it actual booths of mice? So we sat in some sort of Sukkos that God caused us to dwell when he took the nation out of Egypt. I am Hashem. What we are focusing on again is the idea of Chag HaAsif. So Rashi says to Vayikra Chaf Gimel Lamed Tes, Ba'as Bechem Es Tevuas Ha'aretz, when you gather in the produce of the earth. So Rashi says Sheyehei Chodesh Shvi Zeh Bizman Ha'asiva. Just like you have to make sure that Pesach occurs in Chodesh Ha'aviv, you can't celebrate Pesach in the Kayetz, and you can't celebrate Pesach in the Choref. Just like Pesach has to be beChodesh Ha'aviv, the Torah connects in Parshas Bo Pesach to Chodesh Ha'aviv, and therefore you have to do an Ibur Shana to make sure that Pesach will always be in Chodesh Aviv, so too by Sukkos. Rashi says, Sheyehei Chodesh Viza Bisman Asiva. It has to be that the seventh month will be at the time of gathering. Mikan, Shenitstavu La'aber Esoshanim, Shein Ein Ha'ibur, Pamim Shu Be'emtza Kaitzer Chav. What's going to happen if you don't make an Ibur Shana, and sometimes the seventh month, because we are on a lunar calendar, the Jewish nation is on a lunar calendar, not the solar calendar, so for example, what I understand is that the Muslims who are on a lunar calendar, the Havdel, they do not have an Ibur Shana, so their Ramadan could occur. I believe this is correct. If I'm wrong and you're aware of it, you could feel free to correct me, but I'm pretty sure that it could occur at any time during the secular year because they do not necessarily add in a month to keep the months in proper order. So we learn from here that Chag HaSukkos must be by Chag HaAsif, Zman HaAsif. That Sukkos has to be celebrated at the time when we gather it. Now, we need to bring in everything from the fields. Why? Because at this time of year, the rains are going to start. We daven, we're judged for Gashem. Why we have the Simchas Beis HaShoev, the Nisrach HaMayim, we're judged for Gashem. We daven for Gashem. And the rains are going to come, Be'ezrat Hashem. So if everything stays in the field, it's all going to rot. Furthermore, what are you going to live through to get through the winter? They didn't have fancy grocery stores with produce shipped in them from around the world on trucks and planes and trains. You had to eat from the produce of the field. So they brought it in by Chag HaSukkos. It was the last of the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and it got them through the whole rest of the year until they had crops for the next year to eat. So it has to be. It's not just that you could have Sukkos one time of year and Chag HaAsif another time of year. No. Chag HaAsif, Zman HaAsif must be by Chag HaSukkos. And if the lunar calendar is going to fall at a different time of the year, make sure you do an Ibur Shana, just like Chodesh Aviv must be celebrated the same time as Pesach, so too Chag HaSukkos must be tied to Zman HaSif. So that means there's something integral about this idea of gathering in that is connected to Chag HaSukkos, and they must go hand in hand. Oh, it's correct about the Muslims. That's what I thought. So it's correct about Ramadan. Could it occur at any time on the secular year? Fine. Now, the Daz Zakenimi Baal Tosfo says something very, very beautiful. Again, we're still in Vayikra Parak Chav Gema. I just want to tell you the article footnote. Okay, the seasons follow the cycle of the solar. The seasons follow the cycle of the solar year of 365 days. The Jewish calendar is based on the lunar year of 354 days. The Jewish calendar. I read that already. Our verse insists that the 15th day of the seventh month, which we call 15 Tishrei, fall at the time of the harvesting of the crops. That's what the Torah says. This can be assured only if an extra month is sometimes added to the standard 12. Otherwise, there is no overall consistent relationship between the dates of the lunar calendar and the seasons of the solar year. So now we have established that Sukkos must be also by this Zman HaAsif. That means there's a connection between the idea of the holiday of Sukkos, this Chag, and gathering in. Now, Das Kinemi Baal Tosva, still, we're in Vayikra Perchev Gimel Pasuk Lamed Tes, says something very, very beautiful. Beautiful Das Kinemi. I don't recall if I ever learned this before or not, but I thought it was very beautiful. Lefi Shagabi Pesach Lo Ksiv Simcha. If you look in the Psukim, which we don't have time to do, so I'm not going to take you back earlier in the Perek, but if you look, Pesach does not have Lashon Simcha associated with it. By Sukkos, there's an explicit command to rejoice. Usamachtum lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. And when we get to Devarim, skip ahead for a minute, because it's going to be relevant to the Das Kanim. In Parshas Re'eh in Devarim, which is Perek Tes Zayim, we have a double command of Sukkos. Usamachtum v'chagecha v'hayisa ach samech. Right? So by Sukkos, three times, keep this in mind, we are told we have to rejoice. One time here in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Usamachtum lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim, after the Torah tells us about taking the Arba Minim, it tells us you must rejoice. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Sefer Chinuch, mitzvah 488, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa to have Simchas Yom Tov. And so here in Vayikra Chav Gimel, one time we're told you should have Simcha on a festival of Sukkos. And if you look in Devarim Perek Tes Zayin, not only does it tell you one time, it tells you two times. V'som Chag HaSukkos Tasal Chashivas Yamim. I skip for a minute to Devarim Tes Zayin. V'som Mech Tabichagecha. We're going to come back to these Pesukim. V'ayisha Ach Samech. And if you look in the Pesukim, by Pesach, it does not have Lashon Simcha at all. And by Shavuos, it has the Lashon of Simcha one time. By Sukkos in Devarim Tazayin, it says Lashon of Simcha two times. Add that to the Lashon of Simcha one time in Vayikra Chav Gimel, you have three times by Sukkos. It tells me there's an Indian of Simcha. Now that you know that, let's look at this beautiful Das Kirimi Balei Tosfos. Okay. Lefisha Gabi Pesach Lo Ksiv Simcha. By the Zman of Pesach, it does not use the command of you should be B'Simcha. Lefisha Adayin Lo Nilkata Shum Tfua. Why is there no Lashon of Simcha but Pesach? Because the produce has not yet been gathered in. So what would you rejoice from? The produce, the storehouses are not full. You see that when we bring in the bounty that Hashem blesses us with, we have an important Indian to be besimcha, to recognize who gave us this good, and it should bring us to a place of happiness, not happiness of kochi v'otzim yad yisal v'sachayazar, rejoicing in what God has given us. Since by Pesach, it doesn't say any lashon of simcha, it's because, says the Daz Kenim, shadayim lo nilkata shum tvuah, you have not brought your produce in. It's the beginning of the spring. You haven't harvested yet. The gabay shavuos, and by shavuos, lo ksiv alachad simcha. By Shavuos, it says the Lashon of Simcha one time. Again, I'm not saying you to the Pesukim just because I don't have time. But by Shavuos, it says Simcha one time. Lefisha Tvua Nelkata, Aval Peres Ha'ilan No Lokatu. However, by Shavuos, it tells you V'samachta B'chagacha one time. Why? Because you brought in the grains by Shavuos, you brought in the barley, you brought in the wheat, Aval Peres Ha'ilan No Lokatu. But you still have not yet brought in the fruit of the trees. But by Shavuos, there's been one measure of gathering in term of grain. So the Torah says Simcha one time. Ach besukos. However, on the Yom Tov of Sukkos shall call Nesaf al Tochabais. It's Yom Tov of Chag HaAsif. The produce has been brought in, the fruit of the trees have been brought in, everything's brought in. V'gam nimchalu ha'avonos b'yom kippurim. And also, we just had Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, all of our sins were forgiven. K'siv be'shalosh simchos. It says three terms of rejoicing. What are the three terms of rejoicing? I showed them to you. V'samachtem dahacha. Here, meaning here in Vayikra Chav Gimel, it says, I showed it to you, samachtem ufnei Hashem Elokecha. Here, where I'm commenting, says the Das Kain in Vayikra Chav Gimel, it says one time to have simcha. V'samachtem b'chagacha v'yisach samech. And furthermore, in Devarim, Yud Tet Zayin, it says two times, v'samachtem b'chagacha, that's once, v'yisach samech. So by Sukkos, it says three lishonos of simcha. By Pesach, it doesn't say at all. Why? Because you haven't gathered anything in. So from what are you going to rejoice? By Shavuos, it says it one time. Why? Because you've gathered in the grains. It's a cause for simcha. By Sukkos, it says it three times. Once in Vayikra Chav Gimel, twice in Devarim Tazayin, to teach you that there are three things over which we are rejoicing. Everything has been brought in. The winter's coming. The rains are coming. How am I going to exist through the winter with everything from the storehouses? Once you rejoice for the grains that have been brought in. Another lashon, you rejoice for all the fruits of the trees that have been brought in. And the third time, you rejoice because your sins on Yom Kippur have all been forgiven. You have been pardoned. Therefore, chad mitvua, so the Das Kaim says what I just told you, one lashon of simcha is for the grains. V'chada mipeiros, and one lashon of simcha is for the fruits. Mipeiros ha'ilan, for the fruits. Oh, there's no pointer on here, right? V'chada mimechilas avonos. And one time it says to rejoice because your sins were forgiven. And you should be only happy. He's quoting in Vayikra Chav Gimel from Devarim Tes Zayin. Because that's where you see two lashonos of simcha. She'en lechal hisasek rak b'simcha. Your whole Asak of this time period of Chag HaSukkos is to be b'simcha. Why? Because you have gathered everything in. Once again, Sukkos is connected to Asif. Look, Ach, I'm bolding it for you. Ach b'Sukkos shall call Ne'asaf el Toch HaBayis. Why is there no Lashon of Simcha by Pesach? Because the crops haven't been picked. They haven't been harvested. Why no Lashon only once by Shavuos? Because you harvested the grains, but not the fruits. Ach b'Sukkos shall call Ne'asaf el Toch HaBayis. On Sukkos, everything has been gathered into the house, and also your sins have also been forgiven. Therefore, three times you have Lashon Simcha, once here in Vayikra Perek Tezayin, two times in Devarim Perek, no, I said it wrong again, Vayikra Chav Gimel, and Devarim Tezayin. Why? Because everything's been gathered in. Therefore, Chadam Mitfua, V'chadam Mitperos Ilan, V'chadam Michlas Avanus. Okay, so now we have seen very clearly that in Vayikra Chav Gimel, The Torah connects this Yom Tov, and we saw Rashi, and we tossed the Das Akenim, to the idea of gathering in your crops. Now let us go to Devarim Tes Zayin, which we already touched upon. This is Parshas Re'i. Chag HaSukos Tasa L'Chashivas Yamim Be'aspecha. Look at this. The Chag of Sukkos you should make for yourself for 7 days when you gather in from your threshing floor and your wine pit. So whatever's on the floor of the barn after you've done the threshing of the produce, I'm not a farmer, I don't know exactly how it works, but Lamaisa, whatever is there from the threshing of the grain and the produce, and also when you gather in from your wine vats, gathering in, your bounty, that's when you have Sukkos. V'samachta b'chagacha, and you should rejoice in your festival, you, your son, your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, the levy, the convert, the yasim and the amana, the orphan and the widow, that is in your cities. Shivash yamim tachog l'Hashem al-kecha, for 7 days you should have a yantiv t'Hashem your God, and the place that Hashem has chosen. In other words, you have to be olol rega on the shalosh regalim, because Hashem will bless you in all of your produce. Once again, interestingly, Sukkos is tied into the idea of produce. Hashem will bless you in all the work of Yan V'Hayisa Achsamech. So the famous V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Hayisa Achsamech is actually from two different psukim in Sefer Devarim Perek Tezayin. It opens Pasuk Yodalad and it closes Pasuk Tesvav. Okay, but once again, the Torah of the Sukkos, just like in Vayikra Chaf Gimel, we are told Ba'aspecham Estavu Asa'aretz. So too, in Devarim Tes Zayin, we are told when the Sukkos fall, Ba'aspecham Migurancha Miyekvecha, when you gather in from the threshing floor and from the wine pit. Let's look at what Rashi has to say. Rashi says, Bizman Ha'asif, Sha'ata Machnis Labais Peretakait. Sukkos has to be at the time of the gathering in, when you bring into your home the fruit of the summer. It's the season is ending when you harvest all of your bounty and you bring it into your storehouses and your cellar and you preserve it and you make jam, whatever you're going to do to get it through the winter. When you gather it in, you have the Yom Tov. Davar acher, ba'aspecha miguranecha miyekvecha. Another thing, says Rashi, why does it say when you gather in from the threshing floor on the wine pit? Very interesting. So what do Chazal learn out from here? They learn out from here. Ready? Limeid shamisach chichin is the word schach. It's the word schach. You see, samach chav chav, shawish of schach. Lime shame sachachin es a suka bipsolus gorn v'yakev. Ah, it teaches you this pasuk. It's not only when you gather in, but the fact that it says when you gather in from the threshing floor in the wine pit, it tells you what items you could use for schach. Could you use metal for schach? No. Could you use something still attached to the tree for schach? No. Could you use gold for schach? It'll be a very expensive sukkah. No. What's left from the leaves and the branches and the shoots of the threshing floor and the wine pit, that is what you use as chach. So I just want to read you the art school footnote from this Rashi as well. According to this interpretation, ba'aspecha is understood as with what you gather. In other words, you will celebrate Shivas Yamin ba'aspecha with what you gather and what you gather. And you gather from the threshing floor and the wine pit. The verse teaches us that the material with which the sukkah is covered must be like the waste of the threshing floor and wine pit. It has to be something which grows out of the earth. It is not susceptible to becoming ritually impure. Therefore, it cannot be food and vessels as a covering material, for they are susceptible to impurity. It also excludes stone and metal, for they do not grow out of the earth. So according to the first pshat of Rashi, Bisman Ha'asif, Sha'ata Machnis Labais, Peiros Hakayitz. Sukkos has to be at the time of the gathering in, when you bring into your house the fruits of the summer. Another matter you learn from here, Chazal already learned out in the Gemara, like you see in Mashashana Amasecha Sukkah, Be'aspecha, through which you gather. What does that mean? Just like the pasolas on the floor of the threshing pit and the winery, that is what you could use to cover your sukkah. So we clearly see once again, Sukkos is tied very much so, both in Vayikra, Ba'aspecham es Tvuas Ha'aretz. Don't forget the beautiful Das Kenim in Baal Tosfos, that he says there's two Lishonos of Simcha. There's actually three. One is for gathering in the grains, one is for gathering in the fruits, and the other is because all of your sins were forgiven. And then when we come to Devarim Tes Zayin, Ba'aspecha Migrancha Miyekvecha, once again, Rashi tells you again. Same thing. Remember, Rashi told this is already in Vayikra Chav Gimel. Oh no, in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Rashi told us to make the Ibrashana. So it's always Baizman Ha'asif. She'yehei Chodesh V'zeh Ba'Bizman Ha'asifa. It must be the seventh month When we celebrate Sukkot, always has to be Bizman Asif. Rashi to Devarim Tazayin teaches us it is at the time when you gather the fruits of the summer. Rashi also teaches us, quoting Chazal, that it has to be from like the psolas of the threshing floor in the wine pit, something natural which goes from the ground, which cannot have pure impurity, can't be Bekabal Tumah. That's with what you cover the Sukkah. The Ibn Ezra says very clearly, since the Pasuk says that Sukkos has to fall when you gather in from the threshing floor in the wine pit, Zuk the Ibn Ezra, Alkei Nikra Chag Asif. Sukkos is called Chag HaAsif. I want to quote before we go further in the, I just want to tell you, wait a second. I'm going to quote Rosh Hashanah Shavuot Hirsh in a minute. But where does the Ibn Ezra learn out from that Sukkos is called Chag HaAsif? Explicit in the Torah. Explicit. These two references, Vayikra Chav Gimel and Devarim Tes Zayin, refer to the time period of gathering in, on the 15th of the 7th month, when you gather in the produce of the earth. Then you should have Chag HaSukkos, Vayikra Chav Gimel. Devarim Tes Zayin, you should make Chag HaSukkos for 7 days, when you gather in from the threshing floor in the wine pit. Zukta Ibn Ezra, on Devarim Tes Zayin, Al Kein Nikra Chag HaAsif. That is why it is called Chag HaAsif. Has Ibn Ezra know it's called Chag HaAsif? Because if we go back to Shemos, Perek Lamed Dalet, which is Parshas Kitisa, which is the sin of the golden calf, but interestingly, in Perek Lamed Dalet, after we've been forgiven, we just shouted over and over, Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanan Erechapayim V'av Chesed V'emes. It was given to Moshe, the sod of Slich and Mechila, when he was praying for the people after Chet HaEgel. And then Hashem tells us at the end of Parshas Kitisa about the Shalosh Regalim. Okay? We're just looking at one Pasuk for purposes of our shir. It's in Shemos Lama Dalet, the last parak of Kitisa. The Chag Shavuos Tasa, the Chag Bikurei Ktir Chitim. Chag HaShavuos, when you bring the Shtei Halacham, it's the Bikurim of Chita. The Chag HaAsif to Kufas Hashanah. And I was looking up the Mefarshim and Tekufas HaShanah, but Lamaisa, this is talking about Shavuos. The Chag HaAsif at the end of the time period of the year. So here, in Kitisha, the Torah doesn't even use the word Chag HaSukkos. The Torah calls it Chag HaAsif. So from all of our sources, the Pshat, Rashi, Das Akedim, the Pshat, Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, and the Precious Kitisa, we learn clearly that even though we constantly refer to this Yom Tov as Chag HaSukkos, I think people would look at you very funny if you go around and started asking where you're going to be for Chag HaSif. You probably shouldn't do that. However, we are so adept at calling it Zman Simcha Seidu, and we are so adept at calling it Chag HaSukkos, but we forget that it has another name and another inyan. So the Pasuk says in Kitisa that it is clearly Chag HaSif. Look at Rashi there. This is Rashi to Kitisa. Bizman sha'ata oser tvuascha min asad alabayis. What does it mean, Chag HaAsif? At the time when you gather in, Osef, Asif, at the time when you gather in your produce from the field to the house. Asif is ulashon hachnasa labayis. What does Asifa mean? Asifa means gathering into the house. Kemo vasafta otov beisecha. So this Yom Tov is absolutely, totally, 100%, in every context when it's mentioned in the Torah, connected to, and not only in the Pshat, halachically it has ramifications, Chag HaAsif. It has halachic ramifications. It teaches us what we put on the Schach. It has halachic ramifications about the Ibr Shana. I'm just going to quote a short paragraph from Rav Shamsher Val Hirsch. This is Rav Shamsher Val Hirsch commentary to Devarim Perek Tes Zayin, where we're holding, where it says, Ba'as b'cha migoran cha miyekvecha, when you gather him from the threshing floor on the white but, Zucht Rav Shamsher Val Hirsch, do not make the sukkah from what is michubar, what is connected, michubar, what's still attached. Do not make the sukkah from what is michubar, what still belongs to nature, meaning what's attached to the ground, nor from that which you have brought into your house as blessing of the harvest to ensure your future. Rather, from what you have left is worthless, the leftovers, the psolas, in your barn and your wine press. Mi psolas gerancha v'yakvecha, Chazal say, from the leftovers, the psolas, the stuff that nobody wants, the stuff on the floor. What does not bear the stamp of human grandeur, that is what you put on top of the sukkah. It should not bear the stamp of ownership. It should not still be attached to nature. So it can't be, you can't make it like from an actual tree that's still growing. Can't be from bamboo shoots that are still growing. It also can be something you've already collected into your home, which ensures your future in your mind. Rather, mipsolis kiran chaviyekvecha, say Chazal, from the leftovers, the worthless, on the floor of the barn and the wine press, what does not bear the stamp of human grandeur. And so therefore, it's not susceptible to tumah, ritual impurity. Out of that, you shall construct the roof of your festival hut, which is to remind you of God's protection. You take, and I think there's great symbolism here, a great hashkafa lesson here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of us. Sometimes we may feel about ourselves, chas v'sham, that we're on the floor, that we've been forgotten about. People face challenging times in life. It happens. Sometimes you feel like, Hashem, am I the psolas? I'm just on the floor, I'm worthless, I'm garbage, no one wants to gather me in. You don't want me connected to the land anymore. The homeowner doesn't want me anymore because he left me on the floor. Who wants me, Hashem? Where do I belong? Sometimes we face challenges where you might feel like that psolas on the floor of the threshing floor on the wine, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's going to be the schach. That's going to be the kodesh. That's going to be the top of the sukkah to remind you that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want every single yid, that I love every single yid. The part that has been deemed waste by people, that is Evan Masu Abonim Haisa L'Rosh Pina. I'm going to say it every day in Hallel, by the way. That is what I want. That is what's so precious. So I think that piece by Shem Sherfal Hirsch has a beautiful hashkafic lesson. That was all the introduction to Shir. I think we've clearly established, beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on the sources, that there's something very important going on with this idea of Chag HaAsif. What is the lesson and the message of Sukkah? What's it supposed to teach us? That was all the introduction. No, literally, that was the introduction to Shir. Now we have to come to understanding what is so significant about this Chag HaAsif, that even though we don't tend to focus on it, the Welt does not tend to focus on it. We focus on the Zman Simchaseinu, and we focus on Chag HaSukkos. We're forgetting something very integral. The Torah stresses over and over, this is Chag HaAsif for many reasons like we already learned. What's the lesson of the Sukkah? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah, Beis Amud Aleph. In other words, as soon as you open up Maseches Sukkah, you have to know what the purpose of the Sukkah is. The Rava Amar Mehecha, Rava says, where do we learn it from? Basukos Teishvu Shivas Yamim. Oh, we saw that Pasuk already. Basukos Teishvu Shivas Yamim. The Gemara, right at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, as you open up the first Amud, is quoting from Vayikra Chav Gimel. The pasuk says, "Basukos teishu shivas yamim." Pay attention to this pasuk; it's going to be relevant now. The pasuk tells us in Vayikra Chav Gimel, "Basukos teishu shivas yamim." In Sukkos you shall dwell for 7 days. Kala ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. Every native in Israel, remember this pasuk, shall dwell in Sukkos. First, we're going to talk about basukos teishu shivas yamim. Then we're going to talk about the strange terminology. Kala ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. Every native in Israel should dwell in a sukkah. It doesn't say every native in Israel should light the Shabbos candles. It doesn't say every native in Israel should remember that there's a Shabbos. Zachor sem Shabbos and Kacho, call Azrech B'Yisrael. V'inisam v'snaf shoseichem, call Azrech B'Yisrael. It doesn't say that. So why, by Sukkos, does it say call Azrech B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkos? Just tell me, sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. Obviously you're talking to every native in Israel. Who else are you talking to? So the Gemara tells us in Masechah Sukkah, Beis Amud Aleph, that Rava teaches, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, very, very famous teaching. Amra Torah, what is the Torah teaching you? Kol Shivas HaYamim, Tzei Midiras Keva, V'Shev Bidiras Arai. I am sure you have heard this. It is extremely famous. The lesson of the Sukkah is, the Torah is telling you, leave your permanent dwelling, Diras Keva, your brick walls, your stucco walls, your wood walls, your metal walls, your strong structure of a home that you built. Leave that, mirage of security. V'shev b'diras arai. For these 7 days, you're going to dwell in something that's temporary, flimsy, blows in the wind, doesn't feel that strong sense of protection. So again, the Gemara says, "V'rava Amar Mehacha Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim," which you saw above on the handout in Perich of Gimel. Remember, the end of the pasuk is "Kol Ezrach Bisa Yeshu Basukos." Ah, says the Gemara, "Amar Tara Kol Shivas Hayamim Tzei Midiras Keva V'Shev Midiras Arai." Okay, I'm going to quote from Rav Avigdor Miller. It's a new kuntras for Sukkos that my son, Baruch Hashem, brought home from yeshiva. Okay? Here we go. Rabbi Victor Miller. Why is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah described as the word Ezrach b'Yisrael? What does that mean? Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal, says as follows. The Pasuk in Vayikra states, "Kol Ezrach b'Yisrael Yeshu b'Sukkos." Every native in Israel shall dwell in Sukkos. Oh, he translates it as every citizen of Israel shall dwell in Sukkos. Says Rabbi Victor Miller, this is a strange word to use. You do not find Ezrach used like this through the Torah. Every Ezrach should eat kosher? Pig is forbidden to every Ezrach b'Yisrael? Doesn't say that. Fins and scales are permitted to every Ezrach b'Yisrael? Doesn't say that. It doesn't say every Ezrach should keep Shabbos, Achar Sema Shabbos Akad should call Ezrach b'Yisrael. Or every Ezrach should refrain from shaving with a razor blade. Parshas Kedoshim talks about Zeknecha, don't shave off the corners. Does it say Ezrach b'Yisrael? No. It says every Jew, Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Sukkos, all of a sudden, it introduces this unusual terminology, called Ezrach b'Yisrael. And the answer is, Ezrach means, first you have to understand what Ezrach means. Ezrach means, says Rabbi Victor Miller, a certified permanent citizen. Certified permanent citizen. And so, the Torah says, all of you who feel like an Ezrach, you feel like a certified permanent citizen? You feel like this world is diras kiva? You're going to be here forever? A real, how do you pronounce it? Bonafide? Yeah? Okay. A real bonafide citizen in this world. I am a permanent dweller. Really, says the Torah. Really, says Rava. Make it your business to move out of your permanent home. Leave that diras kiva. You saw it in the Gemara. And shave for where Basukos Teshvu, where should you dwell for 7 days? Bediras Arai. Go to some temporary dwelling. And that way you'll remind yourself, says Rabbi Victor Miller, that you are not a permanent citizen here. You start off this process feeling like an Ezrach. I love this line. You are a certified permanent citizen. No, you're not. You're only a visitor in this world. I love this year. Baruch Hashem. Have you ever heard me say that before? I really do. It's brand new for me. I really never delved into this idea of Chag HaSif, and we're still more in the introduction, but moving into the answer. You know, it's a big drawback, says Rabbi Victor Miller, when you're surrounded by a real brick home. It's not a flimsy thing after all. We feel strong. We feel secure. We feel safe. We feel protected. But suppose you're an Ezrach. You have a real brick home. You have a sturdy building. I'm a certified permanent citizen. Maybe even paid off your mortgage. So you begin to think, like Tehillim, it says in Kapitel Tehillim 132, Adei ad po eshev. Adei ad, forever and ever, po eshev, I will be here forever. Like Alabama, he says, I don't know. In the Indian language, the word Alabama means here I will rest forever. So you think you're in Alabama. Forever I'm going to be here. That's what Ezrach means. And therefore, you have to be reminded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he reminds you, Davka Beisukos. Shabbos might not make you feel like you're going to be here forever. Tzitzis doesn't make you feel like you're going to be here forever. But living in my home, that makes me feel like I'm going to be here forever. It has bricks. It has a chimney. It has a boiler. It has plumbing. It has electricity. It has fridge, freezers. What else do I need? I have everything in this home. I'm going to be here forever. You think you're going to be here forever? Says Rabbi Victor Miller, you have to be reminded there's no Alabama in this world. I know it sounds funny, but that's what he says. You won't rest here forever. This place is not our home. We are passing through on the way to the next route. You know the famous story of the person who came to Radin and he saw the Chafetz Chaim's furnishings. It's a very famous Maisha. And he said to the Chafetz Chaim, Kavod Rav, where are the Rav's furniture? Where's the Rav's belongings? So the Rav says, where are your belongings? So he says, me, I'm just passing through Radin. So Chafetz Chaim said, I'm also just passing through Radin. And so Hashem says, you Ezrach? By the way, call Ezrach b'Yisrael. That means everyone feels, on some degree or another, I'm going to be here forever. You who think he's permanent in this world, I'm telling you to move out into the sukkah for 7 days and be reminded this world is a temporary place. And then he quotes the Gemara that we just quoted. Tzei midiras keva v'shei b'diras arai. You're going to leave that permanent, strong, fortified home. And you're going to go into a temporary dwelling. And so, says Rabbi Victor Miller, we move out of our affluent homes into a place where there's almost nothing. A nothing roof. Some paper ornaments hanging from the ceiling. I just went today to Staples and Valley Stream, which isn't so close to the house, running between Sheerham. I met someone I knew in the bagel store. It was between Sheerham. I had to pick up, I shouldn't use that word. I wanted to pick up something for lunch because I knew I wasn't going to be home for many hours because I had Costco to do after my next Sheer. So I went from Sheer to Staples quickly to the bagel store. It wasn't so quick. There was a lineup. So I met someone who said, do you have 10 minutes? I said, 10 minutes? I shouldn't even be here. I don't even have time to be here. What's the point of the Maisa? Hashem gave me kritzas hadarach. I made it to next year on time. Baruch Hashem. What's the point? I finally went to Staples after a number of years of us saying these need to be re-laminated. I'm talking about like decorations from when some of my children, Kanina, were like in kindergarten. And I don't have kindergarten age children anymore. Baruch Hashem. I finally went to Staples to have them re-laminated. It was in Valley Stream because one near me closed. And guess what? There were two other from ladies also in the store. And I saw the one before me. She had some things also that she was laminating. So what is your sukkah decorated with? Chandelier? Dishwasher, washing machine, dryer, indoor plumbing. You have some paper, what does he say? Paper ornaments that are hanging from your ceiling, whatever it is. A nothing roof, flimsy walls. And even if you spend money on noi sukkah to beautify the sukkah, it's still nothing like your home. And you take up residence in this little hut for 7 days and you're sitting there and you're thinking, what kind of home is this? It's really weak. What kind of protection is this? It could rain too. Some sticks. Some schach. We already learned about the schach. The schach has to be some sticks. The schach has to be the psolas, the leftovers, what nobody wants on the floor of the threshing floor. We gave a hashkafic verb based on Sham Shavralish, but halachically, take all the leftovers from the threshing floor in the wine pit, the branches, the leaves, the stuff that's garbage, put on top of your sukkah. That's where I'm dwelling. What kind of protection is this? Some paper ornaments? A flimsy roof? Some weak walls? And it could rain? Some sticks? The walls, these aren't so permanent. If it's a cold wind blowing on sukkahs, I have two walls and a tefach. I need an overcoat. I remember in Toronto, growing up as a child, some years on sukkahs, if it was very late on the secular calendar, so we were in our down jackets. And even if it's not cold, the people passing by aren't going to give you much privacy. And you're being reminded every moment that this world is only diras arai. The whole inyan of sukkah, besides for the halach, not besides, the whole hashkafic inyan of sukkahs is that a person has to learn, has to be reminded, has to remember that I am not here forever. I like to think I'm an Ezrach b'Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was not here forever. Not an accident that we read about his demise on the final day of this Chag HaAsif. Which takes me to the very next point. Everybody who learns with Michal Aretz knows that I'm fascinated by Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh. Rather, Shorashim could there be? And whatever. I don't know. English? I don't even know if they have roots. But Lashon HaKodesh. Whew. Al Kane. What does it say about her? Kashmo Isha Kimi Ushtu Kachtazo. She's called Isha because she was taken from man. Zukt Rashi. She's called Isha because she's taken from Ish. Ah, the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, now we've established beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is the Yom Tov of Chag HaAsif. So don't leave this year and call your friend or text her, maybe more likely, and say, where will you be for Chag HaAsif? But it's Chag HaAsif. Everybody needs to know this. In addition, by the way, this is not a 45-minute shiur, so if you have to go, I understand, but it's an era shiur. Please listen to the NYU Torah. Please. Because you have the introduction and Roman numeral A. Now you have to go to Roman numeral B. I'm very excited. I'm almost very excited. You know, I was preparing this shiur. In addition to going to the bagel store, getting things laminated, and teaching my earlier classes, going to Costco, whatever, other things also. When I took out the Sefer Vayikra, I promise, I asked the client you were like this. I didn't send you a voice note, but it's a true story. I took out the whole Sefer Vayikra. I said, you know, wouldn't it be pretty amazing if I actually opened up exactly to where I need to be? I'm not lying. No, it was Devarim, not Vayikra. It was Devarim. I said, it would be pretty amazing if I opened up exactly to where I need to be. Do you know where I opened up to? Devarim 16:13. Do you know what Devarim 16:13 tells you? That you should have Chag HaSukkos for 7 days, but Aspecha Megorancha Miyekvecha. I promise. Why would I not tell the truth? Tomorrow night, cheers on Sheker! I mamish opened up Devarim to Tazayin Yud Gimel. I said, okay, Hashem, we're on the right path. The whole Sefer. I open that. Okay, now that we've established everything we've established, now we have to ask ourselves, where else do we see this idea of asifa in Chumash? Now we are going to go back to our handout. I'm sorry, I do not have time to adjust any comments tonight. If not, something is like actually wrong, chas v'shalom, I'm like, I don't know, someone's not muted. I don't even want to say something's wrong with the audio, or you can't see the handout for some reason, please don't post. I do not have time for any comments tonight. The purpose of Sukkos is to say Midiras Keva. Could you see that I'm on Sukkah 2A? Good. Leave your permanent dwelling and go sit in a flimsy structure. What do I have here? Some leaves, the psalus of the threshing floor? Some paper decorations that I finally relaminated for the first time, and I know some of them 18, 15, 14 years, because they have such tremendous sentimental value, and the rain's starting to seep in. The wind's blowing. It's cold. There's bugs. It could rain. What am I doing in here? What you're doing here is understanding what you're doing in the world. Where are your possessions? I said to Chavetz Chaim. Where are your possessions? I'm passing through Rotten. I'm only a visitor. I'm also a visitor. Where else do we see Asifa in Chumash? Bracious Chav Hei, Pasuk Zayin through Nun, Avraham Avinu is going to die. Okay. Chai Sara is Chav Gimel, Misas and Kfar Sara, Chav Dala, the first Shidduch, Chav Hei, he remarries Keturi, he has some more children, now he's going to die. These are the years of Avram's life that he lived. He lived 100 years and 70 years and 5 years. 175. He expired. Avram expired. Avram died in a good old age. Hoar he had. He was old. He was content. Vaye Asef El Amav. The lashon for the death of tzaddikim in Chumash is Aleph Samich Pei. They are gathered in. And Yitzchak and Ishmael's children buried him in the Marad HaMachpelah in the field of Ephron. Okay. That's Bereishis Chaf Hei. Vaye Asef El Amav. Avram is gathered in. Bereishis Mem Tes, you should know already, the Bereishis Mem Tes is right after Berkas Yaakov. Yaakov is about to die. He's going to die. Vayechal Yaakov l'tzavos espinav, vayesof raglav el amita, vayigava, vayeosef el amav. Yaakov finished commanding his children. He gathered in his feet to the bed. He expired. He was gathered into his nation. Aaron HaKohen, Parshas Chukas, Bamidbar Chof. This is not an exhaustive list. It's four examples of four of our tzaddikim, leaders, avos, kohen gadol, beyond a shadow of a doubt. We now see something else. There is another time of asif, and that's by death. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron on the mount of Hor Hahor, by the border of the land of Edom, saying, Yea, Asif Aaron Elamav. Aaron will be gathered into his nation. He will not come to the land that I give to the children of Israel because you rebelled against me by me, Meribah. What describes the death of Avram Avidu, Vayasef Elamav? The death of Yaakov, Vayasef Elamav. Aaron, Yasef Aaron Elamav. Moshe Rabbeinu. When do we read about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu? On Simchas Torah. Remember we saw Bayom HaShmini, Shabbason, Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres. It's part of this festival of Sukkos. It's part of the Chag HaSif. What do we read about? The demise of Moshe Rabbeinu. Parak Lamed Beis, the final Pesukim. Right? Devar Hashem HaMoshe, Batzom Yom HaZaleimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe on this very day saying, not the final Pesukim of Devarim, the final Pesukim of Parak Lamed Beis. It's right at the end of Hazinu. Go up to Harim, Har Nevo, in the land of Moab, by the opposite Yericho. I'm sorry, I just don't have time to read all the Pesukim Lashon HaKodesh, which I really should be doing. And you should see the land of Canaan that I give to the children of Israel. You will die in this mountain. Vehe asef el amecha. Ka'asher meis ar nechicha barahar. Vaye asef el amav. Because you rebelled against me, you committed a trespass against me, amongst the children of Israel, by me, Meriva. Okay. From afar you shall see the land, there you will not go. That's interesting. When Avram dies in Chayisar, we are told Vayasef Alamav. He was gathered in to his people. When Yaakov dies, we are told Vayasef Alamav. He was gathered into his people. When Aaron dies, we are told Yasef Aaron Alamav. Aaron will be gathered into his people. And when Moshe dies, no one is here permanently. You think you're an Ezrach B'Yishav? You know why it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh in this pasuk? Rashi tells us three times in Chumash it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh that we can connect. One time by the Bnei Noach, not Bnei Noach, the Bnei Dorosh al Noach. If we see him building an ark, we're going to stop him. We're going to take sledgehammers and axes and break the ark. Shem says, really? Noach's going to go into the Teva. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. You're not going to sneak in under the cover of darkness. There's no clandestine spy operation. You're going to see him going. You're not going to be able to stop him. By Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why the end of Perek Yudbeis, Parshas Bo, does it say the children of Israel left Egypt in the midst of that very day? The Egyptians said, if we see them leaving, we're going to stop them. We're going to take weapons of war and we're going to kill them. Hashem said, really? You're going to stop them from Yitzias Mitzrayim? They're going to leave Batam Yamazah. And the Bnei Israel said, Moshe Rabbeinu, who took us out of Egypt, crossed us the Red Sea, brought us the man, brought us the Slav water from Iraq. If we see him going up to die, we will stop him. Because if anybody's an Ezrach B'Yisrael, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem said, really? He's going to go up to the top of the mountain, Be'etzem Hayamazeh, and there's going to be nothing you can do to stop him. What is the Lashon used for Misa? Ye asef al amav, he asef al amecha. To describe death, the Torah uses the Lashon Asifa. How is death a gathering in after 120? At the time of Misa, the guf expires, but the neshama is gathered back to its source, to the Olam HaNeshamas and the Otzer HaNeshamas, Tachas Kisei HaKavod. In English, to describe death, the Torah uses, I'm quoting my own notes, and I'm going to say in English what I wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. To describe death, the Torah uses this language of gathering in. How do we understand that death is gathering in? Because the time of Misa, death, the guf, only the body expires. But the neshama, the eternal soul, is gathered back to its source, capital S. The neshama goes back to the Olam HaNeshamas, the world of souls. It goes back to the Otzer HaNeshamas, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, the storehouse of the souls under the heavenly throne. Because death from Olam Hazeh is the beginning of eternal life in Olam Haba. So it's Asifa, because the Kosh Baruch Hu is gathering back the souls to their source. That's where they started. They come down to this world to do a tafkid. That's all of us. All of our neshamas started in the Olam HaNeshamas. It comes down to this world to fulfill a certain tafkid. And when the tafkid is finished, after 120 years, like by Moshe Rabbeinu, the soul is gathered back to its source. They are safe, Aaron El Amav. The He Asef El Amecha. So by Avram, Yaakov, Aaron, and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an exhaustive list just for purposes of our shir. And more than any, and therefore, death from Olam Hazeh is really the beginning of eternal life in Olam Haba. I mean, Chazal tells Beferush in Pirkei Avos, Haskein Atzvecha B'Prizdar. This world is only the antechamber. We're going to the grand ballroom. This is a world of preparation for eternal life. And more than any other Chag, Sukkos, Chag Asif, is what reminds us that this world is only a temporary dwelling. Just like life in this world is temporary. And so the Misa is referred to as Asif because of Kosh Baruch Hu gathers back the souls. Sukkos carries this very lesson. Sukkos reminds us that everything in this world is only temporary. You think your house is so strong, you think it's so fancy, you think you have so many luxuries, multiple fridges, freezers, Baruch Hashem for all the things, the conveniences that we have. We should not take them for granted. But for 7 days, sit outside and almost nothing. And recognize that this world is so fleeting. Reminds us that this world is fleeting. That's the real world. And that's the exact message of Sukkos. It's so fleeting. We think this world is kiva. This world is only Diras Arai. Not only the sukkah, not only the house. The whole world is Diras Arai. Chag HaAsif reminds us this world is but a temporary dwelling. You think you're an Ezrach, says Rabbi Victor Miller? You think I'm a certified, permanent resident? No, you're not. Just like the sukkah in which we dwell for 7 days. And so Sukkos is Chag HaSif, to remind us all that after our sojourn here, we will be gathered in. And I was thinking to myself that perhaps that's why the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Laman Yedu Dorasechem Ki Besukos Hoshabti Espenei Yisrael Bo'otzeis Yisrael Amim Mitzrayim. And perhaps that's why the Pasuk says, in Sukkos, I caused the children of Israel to dwell, whether it was the Ananei HaKavod or it was actual Sukkos L'maisa. God dwelled us in something temporary when we left Egypt. Why? The desert was only a temporary existence. Let's go back to our handout so you know what I'm talking about. Even though you might know what I'm talking about anyway. I hope. The Pasuk tells us in Vayikra Chav Gimel, why do you sit in Sukkos? Why? What's the rationale the Torah gives for Sukkos? Basukos teishu shivas yamim. Call Ezrach Bisho. We've already expanded upon this pasuk. Basukos teishu shivas yamim. Zuk the Gemara and Sukkah beis amet aleph. Leave your permanent dwelling and go to a temporary dwelling. Call Ezrach Bisho yeshu basukos. Zuk Rav Avigdor Miller. You think you're a certified permanent resident? You think you're on Ezrach? Go to your Sukkah. It's temporary. Just like life is temporary. Therefore, Sukkos, which reminds us of the temporal nature of this world and the finite longevity, that might be a paradox, of a human being. That's why death is Chag HaAsif, and that's why Sukkos is Chag HaAsif. Because both remind us that this world, we're only just passing through. Maybe that's why, perhaps that's why, the very next thing the Chumash tells you is, L'man yedu dorasechem ki besukos oshavtis b'nei Yisrael b'otzos yosam eretz yitzrayim. Sukkos reminds us of something else, that I caused the children of Israel to dwell in Sukkos when I took them out of Egypt. Very nice. For 40 years, we were in Sukkos in the desert. It's the exact same lesson. The desert was only a temporary existence, en route to a more permanent existence. The desert was temporary, en route to the permanence of Eretz Yisrael. What was the fifth Lashon Geula? Ve'vesi eschem el ha'aretz. Shemos perek val pasuk ches. So Kosh Baruch Hu dwelled us in Sukkos in the Midbar, which we're supposed to remember every year when we sit in our Sukkah, to remind us it was a fleeting moment in our national history. That existence, that epoch in time, that desert existence, that was fleeting. This world, it's fleeting. Life, it's fleeting. So Sukkos, which is Chag HaAsif, is specifically tied to the time period from when we left Egypt. Don't think that that desert existence was permanent. It was only the gateway to Eretz Yisrael. Don't think this world is permanent. It's the gateway to the next world. Don't think your home is permanent. Go sit in the Sukkah. And from there we learn, don't think Galus is permanent. The desert was Galus. It was Chutz La'aretz. Even the desert, it was so good. It was the golden of Medina. They had water. They had food. They had protection. They had a protector. It seemed to be an idyllic existence. That too was temporary. Eretz Yisrael was the destination, the ultimate goal, where soon we'll be all gathered in. And from there we learn, don't think this world is permanent. As good as we think it is, it's only the gateway to the eternal world. How apropos. What book of Ketuvim do we read on Sukkos? Kohelas. Oh my gosh. Kohelas. Shir HaShirim was written in King Shlomo's youth. Mishle was written in middle age. And Kohelas was written in his old age. It can be a frightening book, where King Shlomo bewails and bemoans the futility of futilities of everything in this world. But how does he end the Sefer of Kohelas? Sof. Sof. When do we read Kohelas? On Chag HaAsif. What is the message of Chag HaAsif? Well, what's the message of Kol Ezrach Beisrael? What's the message of Vayesef Aaron El Amav? What's the message by Aaron, Vayesef El Amav? What's the message by Moshe Rabbeinu, if there's anyone who we think was an Ezrach? And in fact, while she says, the B'nai Yisrael said, it can't be, this person's going to die. Hashem said, really? Ba'atzam ayam azeh. Yasef, hey, Asef El Amecha. What book of Ketuvim do we read on Chag HaSukkos? Kohelas. Kohelas reminds us how fleeting this world is. How all of our efforts to produce Gashmi in this world, here today and gone tomorrow. What is the enduring lesson of this world? Sof davar. Read on Chag HaAsif. Hakol nishma. Asa Elokim Yira. Asmitos of Shmar Kizakol Adam. You want to know what the lesson of Chag HaAsif is? You want to know what the lesson of Kohalis is? You want to know what the lesson of Yeseif Aaron Alamav? You want to know what the lesson Moshe Rabbeinu of HaAsif Alamecha? Even you, Moshe, the greatest Ezrach, will be gathered in. There's only one way to obtain our ticket, to purchase our ticket. It's not for silver. It's not for gold. It's not for diamonds. It's not for jewels. In Matan Nosin Li Kol Kesef Ve'Zav Ve'Avanim Tovus U'Margolio Sheba'Olam. Any daral b'makom Torah, Abba 6:9, Rabbi Yossi ben Kispa. How do you transfer? We sat in Sukkos in the desert. Because don't think that that desert is perfect. Don't think it's permanent. No, it's a gateway to Eretz Yisrael. We sit in Sukkos on Sukkot to remember, don't think your home is permanent. It's a gateway to the next world. And we describe the death of tzaddikim as a safe because no matter how great the tzaddik was, he's going to a much greater place. And his neshamas gather back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so Shlomo Melech says, if you want to find any meaning in this world, it comes from nothing. Gashmi. Obviously, if you use your gashmi in the service of Hashem, please, I know. If you use kiddush, wine becomes elevated from gashmi to mitzvah, I know. And esrog becomes elevated from a fruit to a davar mitzvah. The only ticket, only you can't go down to the port in Yafo and buy a ticket for a ship sail and go to Tarshish. Hashem will find you even there. You can't hide in the trees of the garden. Hashem will find you there. You can't hide in the permanence of your home. Because Chag HaSif reminds you, you think you're an Ezrach? It doesn't say Ezrach by Shabbos. It doesn't say Ezrach by Taras HaMishpacha. It doesn't, we just read on Yom Kippur by Mincha. It doesn't say Ezrach by Matzah. You think you're in a Dires Kiva'a. You're in Chag HaAsif. Go into that sukkah and remember. Sof davar. Sof davar. Don't forget the sof of the matter, the sof of life. Hakol nishma and shemaim, everything will have been heard. The only way you go from the temporary existence to the permanent existence is as Elokim Yirah, when you have Yir Shemayim, as mitzvos of Shmar, and you keep the mitzvos, ki zeh kol adam. Ki as kol ma'aseh Elokim yavo b'mishpat, every action of man, God will bring to judgment. I'll call Na'alam. You think things are hidden from God? They're not hidden. Im tov im ra. And then we repeat, like by Eicha, we repeat the second to last pasuk, same thing by Kohalas. Sof davar, kol nishma. I wrote in my notes, Sof Devar Kol Nishma on Chag HaAsif, when we sit in the temporary dwellings and we remind ourselves that this world is a temporary, fleeting, vanity of vanities. Everyone has to know, says Rav Avigdor Meir, that one day you will be gathered in. I thought it was very interesting when I was preparing. Then in Tehillim Chof Zayin, which we continue saying through Chag HaAsif, let's contrast these two psukim, or let's not contrast, compare, put together these two psukim. Oh my gosh. I am not cutting the shir short, believe me either. Should I talk fast? I'm talking pretty fast. Chaf zayin hey, ki it's bineni besuko, ksiv besuka. The ksiv is besuka, the kri is besuko. Ki it's bineni, he will shelter me, he will hide me, he will protect me in the suka, in his suka. On the day of evil. No wonder the Zohar calls the sukkah tzila de menusa, the shelter of faith. When life looks dangerous, bad, scary, biyam ra'a, I know that Hashem will shelter me in his sukkah. Yastiri b'seisar alo, he will hide me in the secret of his tent, b'tsuri ramani, and the rock, he will lift me up. Because even if the thing that looks the most permanent in this world abandons me, Hashem will gather me in. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'Hashem ya'asfeni. I wrote in my notes about these two psukim. Wow. Hashem will shelter us in his sukkah, which is Zohar calls the shelter of faith. And he will shelter us in the temporary dwelling of this world. And we are reminded that even when we are in the sukkah of Hashem in this world, nothing is eternal. Not even the deepest love of a parent for a child. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, What is more enduring than the love of a parent for a child? That after 120, that dissipates with the demise of mortal man. And then it is God who will gather us all in. Hashem Yasfini. Paradoxically, I need like 4 minutes. I know it's been an hour. I know. I hope you're as happy as I am, because now we come to the final Likud of Shir. I'm not sure what Roman numeral up to, but here we go. Conclusion! We're up to the conclusion! We have the introduction, 3 Roman numerals maybe, and now we're up to the conclusion. Paradoxically, Sukkot is also Zman Simchaseidu. The only Yom Tov. Chag Zman Chiroseinu, Zman Matan Toroseinu Sukkos, which is also Chag Asif, is also Zman Simchaseinu. Is this not contradictory? Now that we understand the message of Chag HaAsif, how could it also be Zman Simcha? We'll end with the brilliant words of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks from the Sefer Ceremony and Celebration. He's not talking about Chag HaAsif at all, but I thought it was a beautiful quote with which to end this, what I hope is enlightening, elevating, exciting. They all start with an E, not on purpose. You can't darshan English like you darshan lashon at college class or something. Enlightening, elevating, and exciting shir. Whew, says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, what is left in the world we live in? What is left when the world we live in looks less like a house than a sukkah? The world we live in looks so insane. It looks less like a house than a sukkah. It's open to the wind, the rain, and the cold. He doesn't mean literally the world we live in is, I mean, it is open to the wind, the rain, and the cold, but he's talking about metaphysically, culturally, religiously, politically. What remains other than fear and a state of radical insecurity in the world in which we live? There's one answer. What remains in a world of fear and radical insecurity, in a world that is susceptible to the harsh elements, and he doesn't mean the weather, the answer is simcha, joy. Joy does not involve, joy is not happiness. Joy does not mean happiness about your whole life. Joy means living in the moment. Having simcha with God asks no questions about tomorrow. Time tia shalo kacha lo sachkor achar ha'asidus kol mashu yavoi lecha kabel b'tmimus. Joy means living in the moment, being b'simcha right now with God. It asks no questions about tomorrow. It celebrates the power of now. The Talmud says that each Sunday, Shammai, the great sage of the late Second Temple period, was already preparing for Shabbos. By the way, those of us in a Shabbos Kodesh class, yes, decline, we've learned this. The Talmud says that each Sunday, Shammai, the great sage of the late Second Temple period, was already preparing for Shabbos. Hillel, however, lived by a different principle. Blessed be Hashem day day. Baruch Hashem yom yom. Joy blesses God day by day. Bat simcha. It celebrates the mere fact of being here, existing when we might not have existed, inhaling to the fullest on this day, this hour, this, look at this phrase, eternity in a moment. Every moment is the gateway to eternity that was not before and will not be again. Joy embraces the contingency of life. Joy knows yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not known. But simcha does not ask what was in the past or what will be in the future. Simcha does not make calculations. Simcha is a stage of radical thanksgiving simply for the gift of being, even in an age too fraught for happiness. There can be, and there will always be, joy. Let's do it without interrupting him. What is left in the world other than fear, a state of radical insecurity? The answer is simcha, joy. Joy does not involve, joy is not happiness. It's not judgment about life as a whole. It's not guaranteeing what will be next week, or in 2 months, or in 20 years. Joy lives in the moment. It asks no questions about tomorrow. It celebrates the power of now. Hillel lived by the principle of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day I will bless God. By the way, it's Hillel who said by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, gave me a new understanding. Imani kan hakol kan. Hillel was able to say, when I am here, present in the moment, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Sukkos. Hakol kan, I'm entirely here. I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm not thinking about yesterday. I'm thinking about right now being with Lufnei Hashem. Joy blesses God day by day. It celebrates the mere fact of being here. Well, we might not have existed. We inhale to the fullest this day, this hour, this eternity in a moment that was not here before and will not be here again. Joy embraces the contingency of life. Joy knows, simcha, that yesterday is gone and tomorrow is unknown. But simcha does not ask what was. Simcha does not ask what will be. Simcha makes no calculations. Simcha is a state of radical thanksgiving simply for the gift of being. Even in an age too fraught for happiness, there can still, there always will be simcha. Ach b'chamisha asayam lechodesh ha'shvi ba'aspecham es tevu asa'aretz techogu es chag Hashem Shivas Yamim. Chagasukos tasa lecha Shivas Yamim ba'aspecha mirbancha amiyakvecha. Basukos teshu Shivas Yamim kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. V'chag ha'asif tukufas hoshana. Tse midiras keva v'shev midiras arai. Aaron lived 175 years v'yei seif alamav. Yaakov lived 147 years v'yei seif alamav. Aaron lived 103 years. Oh, 130 years. Yeah, seif Aaron alamav. Oh my gosh, how old was Aaron when he died? Help me out, everyone. Not 130. All right. Yasef Aaron Alamav. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu. Even he is not an Ezrach B'Yisrael. Yasef Alamecha. Says Kohalas, after I tell you that everything in this world is futility of futilities. That's only as long as you're in this world. But if your purpose is that you understand that everything here is temporary, on Chag HaAsif, we read the end of the whole Kohelas. And Shlomo's wisdom of life reminds us that Sof Davar, at the end we will all be gathered in. Hakol Nishma. How do you get from this temporary existence to the permanent existence? Es Elokim Yira, Es Mitzvos of Shmar, Kizeh Kol Adam. I wish everybody an uplifting Zman Simchaseinu, Chag HaSukkos. And a meaningful Chag HaSif. I really went over tonight. I really apologize, but I really wanted to finish my entire shir. The shir should be as chus aliyah neshama from Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah Hashem. There's no shir next week on Chol HaMoed. We resume Be'ezer Hashem. We shall be back in 2 weeks from today. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov and Chag Sameach. Thank you.